The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, April the 18th. For our Christian friends, this is Good Friday. For our Jewish friends, we're in Passover. And we've got Larry Brown with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're doing a song today. You're going to sing for us today.
Yeah.
Common Ground. And this is perfect for this time of the year.
Well, the religious observances that you mentioned do focus on violence or the escape from violence or the consequences of violence. And I know there are other themes that are part of the religious observance of this time, but it's for us in the mid-continent, mid-latitude, it's spring too.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let's do a song that may be overcoming the differences. And so this is a song about finding commonness.
Yeah.
In life, and it's called Common Ground. It's was written by Tom Chapin and Scott Ainsley. Tom Chapin, Harry Chapin's brother, I may remember.
Yeah,
from music a long time ago. And I think the song maybe is a decade or so old, and I first heard it from Tom Chapin, although he was playing an auto harp, so this is not quite as many strings as that.
And I remember this song. You did this on Pepper and Friends years ago.
Oh, back in another media.
Yes, right. It's a very beautiful song. It's perfect no matter what religious category you fall into.
Well, okay.
Here's Larry Brown with
Common Ground. Come in, the door is open, you are welcome here. Come in, the door is open, leave out all doubt and fear. We'll plant a seed together, together watch it grow, and learn once more what we already know. Lift up your voice, rejoice in what we found. Let every heart take refuge in the sound. Feel the walls around us tremble, we will surely bring them down. Find ourselves on common ground. Find ourselves on common ground. This is how we celebrate our song and dance and art. This is how we touch the future, how we touch the heart. Tell your story to a child, they'll take it as their own. And this is how we learn we're not alone. Lift up your voice, rejoice in what we found. Let every heart take refuge in the sound. Feel the walls around us tremble, we will surely bring them down. Find ourselves on common ground. Find ourselves on common ground. Now in our time together, I begin to understand there are bridges we can only cross while walking hand in hand. As we go on homeward, go our separate ways, these echoes will keep dancing down our days. Lift up your voice, rejoice in what we've found. Let every heart take refuge in the sound. Feel the walls around us tremble. We will surely bring them down. Find ourselves on common ground. Find ourselves on common ground.
Oh, that's nice, Larry. That is so nice. I was listening to the words of the song, and I think of all of the conflict and the strife that we have in the world, and even in our own country. And you listen to those words and you say, why? Why can't we all just find some common ground?
Been working in the garden, and I keep thinking that. I thought, well, now there's something that binds all humanity. We all got to eat.
Right.
And we all have to participate in one way or another, whether we support those who grow the food or whether we're maybe the consumers. But when we start thinking about, how wouldn't it be good if we just all were able to feed each other? We were all able
to support. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have to work together to make anything work. This song ought to be required listening to all of our politicians.
Ooh. Are you getting political, Paul?
No, not at all. But when you think about it, listen to the words. If we just all try to find common ground and
common
get
goals,
along.
Common purposes, common rules of order. You know, that there are so many ways in which we push each other's buttons and we stress and strain when we ought to be thinking, so what are we out to achieve together? It's after all, one planet.
Right. That's all we have. We have one big, beautiful blue planet that's floating around out there in space, and we're all riding on the ship together. We need to learn to get along and take care of what we have. Yeah. I thank you for coming out. Do you have any anything coming up?
Well, Sunday, April 27th or 8th, whatever that Sunday is.
Yeah.
That Sunday.
The last Sunday of April.
I'll be at the Millersburg Preschool, and I'll be doing stories and songs with children and families and alumna of the preschool. We'll do what's called Turn Off the Screen Week. The kids sort of pledge themselves. This week they're going to focus on reading and telling stories and listening.
And stop playing all the computer games.
And not be so quite distracted and focus on
things. So that'll be the last Sunday.
Millersburg Christian Church at 3:30 in the afternoon, Millersburg Preschool.
And everybody is invited to
attend. Anybody want to come and do songs and stories?
If people want more information, your website is?
Brown Story, www.brownstory.com, or you can contact me at brownstory@hotmail.com.
Okay, you got it. Larry Brown, thank you so much for coming by. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And to all of our Christian friends, Good Friday, a happy Easter, and our Jewish friends, Passover.
Great.
Larry, thank you so much.
You're
pleasure
welcome.
Having you here. Monday, we're going to have a discussion about a film that's coming to Columbia and Maplewood Barn Children's Theater. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.